BBC News with Marion Marshall. US defense officials say a Chinese warship has seized an underwater drone deployed by an American Navy research vessel in the South China Sea. The Pentagon said the unmanned vehicle had been collecting unclassified data in international waters off the Philippines on Thursday. The US has lodged a formal protest. No evacuation convoys have left Aleppo for the past 8 hours, raising concerns for thousands of people still thought to be trapped in the remaining rebel enclave. The evacuation was suspended after pro-Syrian government militias demanded that a reciprocal deal must be carried out for two villages besieged by rebels. Regulators in Nigeria say a church that collapsed last Saturday, killing dozens of people, had multiple structural faults and did not have the required building permit. They urged the engineers involved to surrender to the police, as requested by the state governor. The former Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, has, for the first time, publicly attributed her defeat in the US election, in part, to Russian hacking. Mrs. Clinton said that President Putin had a grudge against her for describing Russia's parliamentary elections as rigged. Long queues have been forming outside the Venezuelan Central Bank in the capital, Caracas, and the city of Maracaibo, where citizens have been told to deposit the last of their old 100 Bolivar banknotes. President Nicolas Maduro ordered their withdrawal by midnight last night in a bid to stop smuggling and hoarding. Demonstrations in support of press freedom have forced the Polish parliament to postpone a key vote on the state budget. The government said it didn't believe its proposed measures were restrictive. China has reacted sharply to a meeting between the exiled head of Tibetan Buddhism, the Dalai Lama, and the Indian president. The Dalai Lama was invited by President Pranab Mukherjee to a conference on children's rights. BBC News.